This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley for a, well, I guess it's summer. Hot and humid.
Yes, time very of the, although humid.
It got kind of cool on Thursday.
Yeah.
I actually saw people grabbing jackets on Thursday all of a sudden. Monday, Tuesday were hot, 90s and muggy, and then all of a sudden on, well, I guess it was Wednesday, then all of a sudden it kind of got a little cool. It rained all day, and then Thursday we had quite a bit of rain overnight in some areas around southwest Iowa, but starting to kind of get back to a little bit normal weather here. Hopefully everybody gets good weather for their county fairs and festivals and all those kinds of things. They're celebrating their Jesse James Chuck Wagon Days this weekend, and hope everything goes well for that. And of course, we have so many county fairs going on right now.
Yeah, we sure do.
My goodness, all kinds of stuff. This started earlier this week. Shelby County Fair got underway earlier this week, and they're winding down here as we speak this weekend. They've got on Sunday, they've got the 4-H and FFA market beef judging. They'll have an antique tractor machinery show, they have carnival rides, course, all throughout the day, the pedal tractor pull, and then the figure eight races rounding things out. And then their fair sale comes up on Monday. So it's ending pretty quickly in Shelby County. And you've got some other county fairs going on around these parts as well. The Audubon County Fair wrapping up. They've got another big day on Sunday as well before they get to their sale. But lots of stuff going on throughout the day. They've got a tractor drive that'll be going on, the open class horse show. They've got feeder calf, breeding beef, open class dairy, breeding heifer, feeder calf, and market beef. They've got an antique tractor pull, the beef feed by the Audubon T-Bone Group. They've got Lions Club bingo, a pie contest, an old-timers band. They've got all kinds of stuff going on. And the livestock sale is actually Sunday evening, kind of rounding things out, too. So a big day yet on Sunday as the Audubon County Fair comes to a close. Seems like these things just get started, and they're closing down already. They've got so much stuffed into just a few short days. And as also the Adair County Fair winding down with some stuff going on this Sunday, July 19th, as they'll start the day with breakfast and things. They've got inflatable rides that'll be open through the afternoon and evening hours. And, oh, goodness, they've got a ranch horse rodeo planned, a Farm Bureau cookout contest. There's the bucket bottle calf show. They've got an archery shooting match as well. It'll be kind of interesting for folks to see. Future 4-H'ers livestock and pet show. They've got an antique tractor, lawn tractor, and pedal tractor show that'll go on through the day. They'll also have a the pigtail contest. You don't want to miss that, right? That's a can't miss. Then they've got the livestock sale on Sunday afternoon as well to kind of round things out, and the Bill Riley talent show and the Wright Rodeo Company will be the entertainment rounding out the rest of the evening. Before they finish things up at the Adair County Fair. And Montgomery County Fair also has been going on for a few days, and they'll be wrapping up this Sunday, pancake breakfast on Sunday morning, and then they've got some other things that'll be going on throughout the day in the Livestock Pavilion, some different types of shows. The pet show will be going on, and some other things. They've got the pedal pull, and then the livestock auction later on in the afternoon to kind of finish things off as well, after the bucket bottle show that'll happen a little bit later. So things winding down this weekend for a number of county fairs. And you know, then you've got East Pottawatomie County Fair winding down as well with a lot of activities. And Cass County Fair will be ramping up then here a little bit later on this next week. So yeah, we're right in the middle of fair season. Lots of stuff going on. A busy, busy time for a lot of folks. And you know, after we get done with county fairs, what comes next?
State Fair.
State Fair. And what's your favorite part of State Fair?
The food.
Absolutely.
Come on.
Absolutely.
What else would it be?
Why did I ask? Well, you know, every year the State Fair, you know, they're kind of known for debuting interesting, different types of things, many of them on a stick.
Yes.
They've got a bunch of new foods again this year.
That's what I always like to hear.
At the State Fair. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Some of the new foods at the 2015 Iowa State Fair this year include apple pie on a stick.
Oh, that'd be good.
That'd be interesting. Yeah. I'll just give you the list, and then we'll talk more in depth about these afterward. Bruschetta.
That's not really State Fair food.
Not really State Fair food, but okay, it's there. Cattleman's Steak Wrap. They have a chocolate dipped strawberries on a stick. Corn in a cup.
Okay.
It's good on the cob. It's good in the cup, right? Deep fried cherry pie. Deep fried nacho balls. They've got a donut sundae. Golden fried peanut butter and jelly on a stick. Gluten-free corn dog. They've got something called a kernel cluster. Pumpkin spice funnel cake. Toasted coconut caramel cluster. You're shaking your head.
Coconut. Ugh.
Oh, this one will get you going. Ultimate bacon brisket bomb.
Oh, yeah. We need to talk about that one.
Please. 27 degree super chill beer, which would go perfect with the ultimate bacon brisket bomb. And then, of course, they have the newest Fair Square flavor, chocolate marshmallow malt.
That'd
now,
be good.
Some of these, if you're wondering, the, like the corn in a cup, you would think, okay, I get it. That's what it is. It's a heaping portion of grilled Iowa sweet corn. It's cut straight off the cob, and then it's mixed with pork chorizo, butter, some sort of cheese, chayote or chayote. I don't know how to pronounce it. Never seen that word before. Anyway, some sort of cheese, lime juice, sour cream, mayo, and what they call magic dust.
Sounds more like a dip to me.
That's
after
the
you mix it all together.
Secret and... spice. Huh. It almost does. They said it's considered the caviar of Iowa. Ruan Plaza, you can get that.
Okay.
The toasted coconut caramel cluster, not your favorite.
No.
Not mine either. I don't like caramel. Or I don't like caramel, I like. Coconut, I don't.
Yeah, me neither.
They say it's a delicious combination of toasted coconut, caramel fudge, and bits of pretzel, then frozen on a stick and freshly dipped in chocolate when it's ordered. So at least it'd be kind of refreshing, too.
Yeah.
The ultimate bacon brisket bomb.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
And it's even better when I tell you what's in it.
Okay.
It's 8 ounces of fresh brisket trimmings infused with light jalapeno cheese,
ooh,
blended with seasonings, and then wrapped in bacon. It is then smoked and lightly sauced in a homemade sweet chili barbecue sauce. And as if this couldn't get any better, it's 100% gluten-free for those folks who are gluten-sensitive, and you can find it at the Rib Shack in Walnut Square. I will be making a beeline to the Rib Shack.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Now, a few others here, too. The apple pie on a stick. You're thinking, well, they just stab a stick through a piece of apple pie. How would it stay together?
Dip it in something?
Yeah,
or...
that's not the way it works. Sliced apples dipped in a funnel cake batter, an apple pie spice, deep-fried, then topped with cinnamon sugar.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah, it actually sounds pretty good when
yeah.
you talk about it like that. They serve it with a side of caramel and three apple wedges. Let's see, the Cattleman Steak Fajita Wrap. It's juicy, marinated, certified Angus beef, traditional peppers and onions, lettuce and cheese, all wrapped in a flour tortilla and topped with a chipotle mayo. Yes, please.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Deep-fried nacho balls.
This sounds good.
Seasoned ground beef, jalapenos, and cheddar cheese rolled in a nacho cheese Dorito crust.
Oh, what?
Then it's deep-fried and served with nacho cheese dipping sauce.
Sign me up.
That sounds like that would weigh heavy on my belly on a warm, humid day at the fair.
Yeah, but that's the point of all of these.
But that's where the 27-degree beverage comes
there
in,
you go.
Too. Let's see, a few other of those new foods. They don't really have any explanations of them, just where you can find them. But, yeah, so there you go. There's how you can test your palate.
Yeah, I'll take the brisket and the nachos and the beer. That sounds good.
Not necessarily in that order, huh?
Oh, you got to have something to cool you down.
I'm kind of impressed, though. You can get dessert, though, too.
The apple pie on a stick.
Sounds
good.
The deep-fried cherry pie. The donut sundae. You've got a lot of options
there.
Oh,
yeah, the donut sundae. That sounded good, too.
Got a lot of options. They don't have a description there, but got a lot of options. So, like I say, anytime I go to the fair, my first trip is straight to JR's Mini Donuts.
The hot donuts.
Got to have the hot donuts.
I still haven't had those yet.
Then after that, well, you know. Now, I was, that's the good side. Now, the other side... Barb Fuller, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Nutrition and Wellness Program Specialist, shared with us some information. When you eat all that wonderful fair food, do you know how long it takes to work it off?
I've had a long time.
It takes a while.
Do they list the calories everything
yep.
at each stand? They
she
do?
She says you can burn about 100 calories by walking 1 mile.
Ugh. That is not seem
I can ingest
a fair trade.
One, yeah, I can ingest 100 calories so much easier than
yeah.
that. But yeah, so how far do you have to walk? Well, for example, if you have a large corn dog at the fair, she says it'll take you about 4.5 miles of walking
Ooh.
To work that off. Cotton candy, about 1.5 miles. A funnel cake, about a 6-inch diameter funnel
mm-hmm.
cake, which really isn't that big a one,
no.
about 3 miles. If you have a 32-ounce soft drink, you're looking at about 2.5 miles. Snow cone, even a snow cone, 2.5 miles.
Really?
Soft pretzel, 3 miles, and that's without the cheese. And a caramel apple. You just have a regular old caramel apple, 3 miles.
Oh, my gosh. I would not think that for, especially for an apple.
I'm not sure how many miles it would take to work off some of these things
yeah,
we just talked about.
Yeah, like that deep-fat fried nacho deal. Oh, boy.
Well, you know, the good side is if you do this at the state fair, you're going to walk.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you're going to walk, and it's hot in here. And, you know, that's something else, too, that I wonder, that if that makes a difference. The fact that if you're at the state fair, for example, you're out walking on hot asphalt in hot, humid weather. So does the fact that you're sweating more, does that
go into factor?
Accelerate that at all?
I think.
I don't know. I'm not a nutritionist. I don't know how that works necessarily, but you know, they do suggest that you know, if you go in a group, you can sample lots of things, but share it amongst the group.
Right.
You know, so you're not all just pigging out on everything. Not everybody needs one of everything.
Right.
You know, so you can split foods, make some time to sit down and eat instead of grazing.
Yeah.
We do a lot of that, don't we?
Especially when you have, you know, little functions and gatherings.
I understand. And you can have stuff to drink, soft drinks and stuff, but, you know, you might want to have some water, too. The soft drink companies also make water. So, you know, you could do water. You could maybe just get something a little bit smaller. You don't need to have the tub-o-whatever.
The big gulp.
You know, just because it's cheaper by the keg doesn't mean you have to drink it that way, too.
Right.
But, yeah, if, you know, so you can do some things to help yourself out there, too. So, you know, it is fun. You just don't want to go overboard too bad. So many people are being more health conscious these days. It's okay to step off the wagon once in a while to enjoy yourself for special occasions, but just don't do so much damage that it's going to take you months to get back on track again. Yeah, that's the hard part, is getting back to where you were.
They should have scales every so often around.
No, they shouldn't. No, they shouldn't.
Okay, I've reached my max for today.
No, thank you. I don't have any interest in that. What else is going on around the area? Lots of other stuff?
Yes. Let's see here. Well, the second annual Audubon Mud Run's coming right up. It's on July 8th, on 19th. The racetrack at the Audubon County Fairgrounds will be transformed into a one-mile fun mud run walk obstacle course, and participants will have the chance to run through the mud pits, climb over and crawl under obstacles, and tackle a handful of other surprise obstacles before reaching the finish line. And each starting time has a limited capacity, so you need to register early, and it's first come, first serve. And the fair board will have cold beverages and food available for purchase starting at 3:30, and they will also give the first 25 registered runners a free beverage ticket. Also in the evening, Farm Rocks, it's a young country rock cover band, will be performing from 4 to 8 in the grandstand, so you can come out and enjoy that music and also cheer on the participants. The Hitchcock House in Lewis will present a free program, Slave Narratives, on July 19th at 2 p.m. The program will be held in the barn. You can bring a chair and some friends and listen to firsthand accounts of those who survived slavery. Almost every narrative makes matter-of-fact mention of whippings, abuse, punishments for trying to learn how to read or write, the inability to worship freely, and cruel separations of family members. Local volunteers will read examples from this historic collection and also have a small collection of chairs made by a free slave on hand. Again, that's at the Hitchcock House in Lewis. Slave Narratives on July 19th at 2 p.m., and that's held in the barn. We have a lot of Red Cross blood drives coming up. We'll run through those here. In Atlantic, on July 22nd from 8:30 to 2:30 at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. And then in Red Oak on July 27th from 11:30 to 5:30, that will be held at the Faith Community Church. In Walnut on July 30th from 11:30 to 5:30 at the First Presbyterian Church. And then in Exira on July 31st from noon to 6 at the Exira Rec Center. And in Heartland on August 4th from 8 to 4 at CDS. And also in Macedonia on August 5th from 11 to 5, and that will be held at the DeWitt Community Building. Elkhorn and Kimbleton citywide garage sales are coming up. It's on Friday and Saturday, July 24th and 25th, along with Crazy Dane Days. They'll have maps available at the Danish Windmill, the Elkhorn Country Store, and the Egg Crate. Again, it's the Elkhorn and Kimbleton citywide garage sales in conjunction with Crazy Dane Days, July 24th and 25th. Greenfield's Warren Cultural Center will host Bob Dorr and the Blue Band on July 25th. They have been inducted into the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association's Hall of Fame twice over, and Bob and the band have been rolling the good times for 35 years. The Warren Cultural Center's Norman Lear Theater will be set up club style. They'll have a dance floor for the evening, and all this starts at 7 p.m. They'll also have wine, beer, soft drinks, and snacks available. Tickets, $15 per person, and you can get those at Ed and Eva's Art Store on the Greenfield Square, or you can also give them a call or on their website at warrenculturalcenter.com. You can enjoy a Danish film and a meal on July 25th at 6 p.m. at the Cottonwood Bard in Kimbolton. They'll have a cash wine bar available from the Danish Countryside Vines and Wines. And the film is The Shooter. It's a modern-day political suspense thriller with English subtitles. And they'll have the main dish is roast beef or chicken. Advance payment is required, and refunds can be made until 24 hours prior to the event. The price is $20 for Museum of Danish American members and $25 for non-members. Again, you can enjoy a Danish film and meal on July 25th at 6 p.m. The movie is The Shooter, and that's at the Cottonwood Barn in Kimbolton. Over in Audubon, it's the Audubon County Fair Figure Eight Races. It's the T-Bone Special Race. That's on July 31st at 7:30, and also has some fireworks after the race. In case it rains, it will be held on August 2nd. If you'd like to try your luck and register, it's at 5, and then general admission is charged, and kids 12 and under are free. They'll have food and drinks available at the grandstand, and this is sponsored by the Audubon County Fair Board. So it's the Fair Figure Eight Races. It's the T-Bone Special Race, July 31st at 7:30. The 6th Annual Adair County Historical Society Heritage Tractor Ride will be held on August 1st. Riders and onlookers can gather for breakfast at the Heritage Museum on the west edge of Greenfield at 7:30 a.m., and then the riders will all leave at 8:30. This year's ride will highlight the Mormon Trail as it passes through southern Adair County. The ride will break for lunch at the Mormon Trail Lake, where grilled hamburgers will be available. Cost for the ride is $10 per tractor and includes breakfast, and riders can register in advance, or you can also register the morning of the ride. And they do ask that the tractors must be able to travel at least 10 miles an hour. Again, it's the 6th Annual Adair County Historical Society Heritage Tractor Ride on August 1st. All right, that's about all I have.
Well, other stuff going on around the area, too. This weekend, St. Joseph's Parish in Erling is celebrating their parish picnic, and lots of stuff going on this weekend, including on Sunday, this Sunday the 19th, they've got a lawn tractor pull, a beanbag tournament, Staley's Broasted Chicken Dinner from 4 to 7 p.m., $11 for adults and $5 for children ages 3 to 10. And that'll feature St. Joe's famous homemade dressing. Also, they'll have free music by Dots in the Beer Garden. They'll have prize drawings by the church later on in the evening. So lots of things going on. Make sure you get your raffle tickets for all the activities there, too. And also, coming up here pretty quickly, will be next weekend, will be the St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Parish Picnic in Portsmouth. That'll be the 25th and 26th. On Saturday the 25th, lots of things happening. They've got a pitch tournament, sand volleyball tournament, a beanbag toss tournament, a garden tractor pull, and then a free dance by the music by the Ridge Runners. That'll be going on that evening. And then on Sunday, July 26th, they'll have plenty more going on as well. They'll have a ball game, a broasted chicken dinner by Staley's Catering, $11 for adults, $5 for children 10 and under, miscellaneous auction, and then they'll also have raffle and quilt drawings and things like that going on as well. And they'll have mule and buggy rides both nights, dauber bingo, and Roly-Poly the Clown. That's your favorite, isn't it? You love clowns.
Oh, yeah.
You're a clown person, aren't you?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's been a while, I think, since I've been around a clown.
You have children now, so you have to get used to those things. Also, coming up a couple of weeks down the road, you mentioned part of that already on Friday, July 31st, and then Saturday, August 1st, is the 65th Annual Operation T-Bone in Audubon. And you mentioned the T-Bone Special Figure Eight Car Races going on Friday the 31st. That's part of all the things going on that day. They've got the Albert Fun Fest. It'll be going on. They'll have hamburgers by Albert the Bull for a fundraiser for the Children's Nest. They'll also have fireworks that evening and a teen dance that night. And then Saturday, August 1st, so many things going on around the city park with the, they've got a fun run and walk, 5K, 10K type thing. They've got junkin', craftin', and vendors, store bargains, bake sales, flea market, all kinds of things happening there. They'll have a mobile zip line provided by the 1168th Transportation Company, the Iowa National Guard. There you go. They also have lots of other things that are going to be going on as well, including tractor exhibitions. There'll be a garden tractor, lawnmowers, kids' pedal tractors, all kinds of things there. There'll be plenty of food around, as you would imagine. There'll be kids' games, inflatables, clown entertainment, the steak sandwich feed by the T-Bone Association on Saturday, and also they'll be having raffle tickets for sale during the activities. Oh, gosh, there'll be all kinds of things going on, different entertainment at the City Park stage, the Operation T-Bone Parade, and they'll also have plenty of things going on with the Beef Cook-Off Contest, musical entertainment in the evening, the Firemen's Water Fights, and street dance at the end of the day. Haze is the featured band there. They've got a few other things going on, too. August 2nd on Sunday, a breakfast fundraiser and open house at the fire station. Tuesday, August 4th, they've got the Operation T-Bone Cattle Auction at the Anita Livestock Auction. And then the hamburger feed, the free feed afterward. And then some other things happening a little bit later on. But, yeah, Operation T-Bone coming up here very, very soon.
Yeah.
So the summer is fast disappearing on us.
No kidding.
It'll be school year before you know it.
Oh, the not kids, I'm sure, excited about that.
No, I'm sure they're not. We need to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be back after this.
A foot injury or chronic foot problem can make everyday life a lot tougher. Every step is painful. You don't feel like getting off the couch, putting on shoes, or living your life to the fullest. That's no way to live. That's why Cass County Health System is excited to welcome Dr. Roger Drown, a board-qualified podiatrist who joined the CCHS team on a full-time basis after caring for patients as a visiting specialist for 18 months. His practice includes outpatient and surgical care treatment of hammer toe, tendon repair, wound care, bunion removal, plantar fasciitis, and other podiatric needs. Dr. Drown can get you back on your feet and ready to dance the night away, or at least get you off the couch. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Drown, please call the CCMH Outpatient Clinics at 712-243-7590. Cass County Health System. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right. More stuff to talk about. Now for the good stuff. You got birthdays?
I do got some birthdays. All right, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Marilyn Berger of Harlan. She's celebrating her 80th birthday, and they're going to have an open house for her birthday on Sunday, July 19th. It's from 2 to 4 at the American Legion Building in Harlan, and her family is hosting that, so all of her friends are invited. If you can't make it and you'd like to send her a card, you can send that to 402 5th Street in Harlan, 51537. Again, that address is 402 5th Street in Harlan, 51537. She has four grandchildren, one great-grandchild, nine step-grandchildren, and eight step-great-grandchildren. And they are asking for no gifts, please, again. So happy birthday to Marilyn Berger, celebrating her 80th birthday with an open house on Sunday, July 19th from 2 to 4 at the American Legion Building in Harlan. Would also like to wish a happy 99th birthday to Ruth Ridge, and her family is requesting a card shower in her honor. Her birthday is on July 20th, and you can send her a card to 2108 12th Street, number 249 in Harlan, 51537. Again, that's 2108 12th Street, number 249 in Harlan, 51537. She has one daughter and also has two grandsons and four great-grandchildren. Again, happy 99th birthday to Ruth Ridge, and you can send her a card for her birthday on July 20th. Over at the Xyra Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Mary Points, celebrating her birthday on July 25th, and I skipped one here. Happy birthday to Agnes Atwood, celebrating her birthday on July 20th.
Excellent. I have an anniversary here to mention, too. We have a 50th wedding anniversary wish going out to John and Judy Rasmussen. They are going to be celebrating with an open house on Saturday, July 25th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Kirkman Centennial Building in Kirkman. So the friends and relatives are certainly invited to attend, and they request no gifts for that event, so we hope that the family has a good day. John and Judy Rasmussen, they are celebrating again their 50th wedding anniversary with an open house on Saturday, July 25th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Kirkman Centennial Building in Kirkman. Happy anniversary to the Rasmussens.
Yes.
Hope they have a great weekend next weekend. Hey, there was one thing, too, I didn't catch. I was going through some stuff while you were going through the list there. Did you mention the event coming up this Sunday, July 19th, at the Hitchcock House?
Yes.
You did. Okay, the slave recollections thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. Yep, they've got that program going on. I wasn't sure if you got that in, and I had that sitting here on my stack, so just wanted to make sure. You know, it's, although the last couple of days it's kind of been rainy and maybe cooler out, or middle part of this week anyway, middle to later part of the week, but it's going to get hot and humid again.
Oh, yay.
Very soon, as a matter of fact. It's been hot and humid. It's going to get there again, but you know, it's one thing to deal with us. You know, we look out for ourselves. We kind of know what our limits are and stuff, but you know, the animals in our lives, not always so much. You know, we tend to push them, and they're only, it seems like sometimes, especially the pets, their only goal in life is to please us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they feel like they just have to go the extra mile to do that. Well, you know, they're affected by the heat and humidity, direct sunlight and those types of things too, and it can get awfully tough on them. And honestly, it doesn't take much. You know, we've got that little thing called the heat index that we use. You know, you can get to a heat index of 105 with only a 90-degree temperature outside if the humidity is 70%. So, you know, it ratchets up pretty quickly. So you need to be a little bit aware of just how comfortable it is outside, because it's not just about being uncomfortable. It's also about heat-related illnesses like heat stroke and heat exhaustion, heat cramps. All those things can occur, and they tend to come on fairly rapidly before you really get a general idea that you're in the danger zone. But for those folks who might be at risk, and those that would include like puppies and kittens up to 6 months of age, it's kind of like humans. You know, the old, the young, those that aren't in the greatest of shape, you know. Geriatric pets, including large breed dogs over 7 years old, small breed dogs over 14 years old, and cats over 12 years of age. Pets who are overweight, pets who overexert during work or exercise, pets who are ill or on certain medications. Also, those pets who have the kind of the shorter noses, kind of the flat faces, the ones that don't have the long beak, bulldogs, pugs, things like that, they're more susceptible. They have a history of airway obstruction. And those, of course, with fever, dehydration, heart disease, poor circulation, again, those who aren't in perfect condition. You know, there are things you can do, some precautions to avoid heat injury in your pet during the different conditions. And some of those things would include, you know, keeping your pets in well-ventilated areas. So a lot of this stuff makes common sense. Right. But, you know, provide the exercise early in the morning or later in the evening when the temperature is cooler outside. Minimize the exercise in hot weather. Don't leave your pet in a car for any reason, for any length of time.
Right.
Even with the window cracked. I mean, just look at it this way. Would you want to be in there? You know, swinging by the grocery store. I'm only going to be in there for 20 minutes. But would you want to sit in that car? With the window cracked an inch?
No.
You know, that's nothing. I mean, don't do that to your pets either. That's just not right. Keep pets in the house, in a comfortable environment, during extreme weather conditions, if possible. Same way we want to be there. Limit the sun exposure during the midday hours. Give your pet plenty of fresh water. Leave the water in a shady area. You know, all those kinds of things. Puppies and kittens need to drink adequate amounts of liquid. Sometimes they get flopping around and they don't really think much about it. And, you know, but, you know, those kinds of things too. And if your animal, especially dogs, you know, you see a lot of large dogs, especially they're tied up outside. And if that's where you choose to keep your dog, do they have enough shade all day?
Right.
Shade moves, you know. The sun doesn't stay in one. Well, the sun does stay in one place. The earth moves. But, you know, the shade doesn't stay. It moves throughout the day. And just because your dog has shade when you leave for work in the morning, does it still have shade at the at high noon?
Right.
What about later on in the afternoon when the temperatures tend to get so much hotter? And what about the water? You know, yeah, it was fresh when you put it out this morning, but is it sitting in a shady spot that'll stay shady?
Right.
Is it sitting in the sun?
Do you want to drink hot water?
Exactly. I mean, would you want to be worn out and then be drinking out of a bowl of stagnant hot water heated by the sun? Probably not. And they probably don't want to so much either. So, you know, freshen up the water, keep it in a shady spot, give them an opportunity to at least, they're outdoors, so at least they're getting some open air, especially if there's a breeze and all, but they need shade and they need fresh water. So make sure they have plenty of that all throughout the day. And even cattle. I noticed the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Beef Department this week sent out a note about cattle, too, to plan ahead. You know, because after cattle get hot, it's too late to prevent the problems. They said don't work cattle when it's hot, just like animals. Provide plenty of fresh water when it's hot and humid. Consuming water is the only way cattle can cool down, so make sure they have sufficient water flow. Check how you're feeding them, too. Heat from fermentation in the rumen is a primary source of heat for cattle, so they suggest that you feed 70% of the ration in the afternoon. So when cattle are fed in the morning, then the peak rumen temperature production occurs during the heat of the day. They can't really get rid of it. So plan that out. And ventilation, shade, sprinklers, all those kinds of things for large animals. Kids will be doing that during the county fairs.
Yeah.
So we should do that elsewhere, too, and keep everybody safe. Well, that's all the time we have. Hope you're having an interesting and fun weekend. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.